Good morning. It's still morning, but not for long. Welcome. It is so exciting to be here for me, and hopefully for all of you too, and to be able to kick off, it's the kickoff for me at least, our track today with this absolutely lovely, highly esteemed group of speakers. And there's still some music playing. I was like, I have a little soundtrack. There we go. I liked it. It was fine. This is actually a two-part panel, and so you'll only get one introduction from me of them. It's the track A, Exploring the Contours of Charitability. And what exactly does that mean? Well, we are about to find out. How does philanthropy help solve complex problems? And the panel will examine the means of assessing and articulating charitability in the context of increasingly sophisticated philanthropic strategies. I did not write that, and I'm very impressed with this group of panelists who did. And you have an interesting and wide range of experiences and perspectives on the panel today. We will start not in seated order, perhaps in alphabetical order, yes, with Anne Battier. Anne is a partner, my partner, at Morgan Lewis and Bacchius. Anne is what is referred to as a boomerang. She started her career at Morgan Lewis. She left for an undisclosed period of time where she was at HHMI for 11 years, actually, I believe, and then came back to Morgan Lewis about a year and a half ago. So Anne has a wide range of a deep practice and focus on tax exempts generally, but with particular and unique experience in the medical research organization context, working with private foundations, public charities, and others on research-focused philanthropies, in addition to the whole host of other types of issues facing a wide range of tax exempts. Anne also serves on the boards of several nonprofit organizations and is a great thought partner for me and I think for many others in this space. So we'll be in a good spot to lend her views and perspectives on today's topic. And is also a little foreshadowing for you, a deep Swiftie. So it's contagious, so watch it out. And so moving on, next to Anne, we have Steve Clark. Steve has been a managing director of the Exempt Organizations Tax Services Division at EY, based in DC. And I know Steve, from both, kind of personally, but also really reputationally, and seeing his name on all the IRS stuff from moons ago. So we have Steve's interesting perspective in having been a tax law specialist, project manager, and guidance group manager for IRS tax exempt and governmental entities at TEGE, and was also the manager for the redesign of the 2008 Form 990 and a wide range of other regulatory pronouncements and proclamations and insights, and has been a great partner both on the private side now, but as a with government in helping this sector think through compliance. And so we're really fortunate to have him here today. And then we have Erica Geyer. I'm kind of gonna cut this short because I get so excited about this panel. So I have a lot to say about them. Erica is the general counsel and corporate secretary for the Rockefeller Foundation. She also serves as the secretary of RF Catalytic Capital, the foundation's public charity, and Erica manages and supports the foundation's legal services in all different silos and capacities and matters, including strategic advisory work on grants and contracts and program-related investments, also general corporate and governance matters as well. So basically the whole gamut, and so she's coming to us with that perspective. And And we then have Josh Mintz, who is in Chicago at the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, which I still, whenever I hear that, think of the NPR acknowledgments. But I don't say it in quite the same smooth voice. But Josh serves as the vice president, general counsel, and secretary of the foundation, where he's responsible for the overall legal affairs of the foundation worldwide, and is also a member of the leadership advisory team that supports the president on policy matters and strategic direction. So without further chattiness on my part, I turn it over to this panel and look forward to their insights and perspectives on the contours of charitability.